Oh, hi everybody. Hey, it's J2K Podcast in our amazing new studios, like newer than last week. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And tonight we have a very special guest that he wrote a poem that he wanted me to read before I introduced him, and it goes like this. My capitulated salmon is the greenery of the scenic nether regions of four horses undercarriage. Everybody, it's Matt McMaines.
Hello.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would write down.
You just made that up?
Yeah.
That was really good. That's why we won that.
That was spectacular.
Okay,
like
so.
Capitulated? That's a
I'm
big kind word.
Of feeling my capitulated undercarriage right now.
Like, right?
What was your SAT score?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that. Me and Matt, Matt works at the same place. I and Justin also work.
You used to work in the same department, right?
Yeah, yes. And we used to send each other emails, like, with that sort of nonsense endlessly, but we would... Oh, you have them on your phone?
I think I do.
Okay, so, but I would make the text as large as it could be, and, like, every other word was a different color, like, and it was crazy. If he has some to read, it's really, like, it's...
Very, very productive.
I was gonna say, well, yeah. I hope your supervisors never saw how much time you spent on that.
I saw...
Matt's a supervisor, so whatever.
One of my friends from work posted that he was training the new guy, and the new guy was like, "Okay, so now what do we do?" And he's like, "Shit, man, this is usually the time I find a place to hide."
Yeah, who was that? I saw that.
I'm not saying who he was. I'm not selling him out over the podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I know who it was.
Yeah,
it's my new friend on Facebook.
Love that guy.
I love that guy.
I don't
you can't
any.
Find him?
No, I think I erased him.
Dang.
Yeah. They were funny though.
I'll print one out and we'll read it next time in honor of Matt.
Thanks.
So I'd like to thank Matt for showing up this Friday because after I had announced it last week, come to find out what the day we had settled on was October 25th and today is September 27th
yes.
Or something like that. And so I just said, "Hey dude, don't make me look like a liar. Help a guy out," and he got the day off.
So I worked some magic around.
Yeah?
Threw my position around.
What'd you have to do? Can't say.
I really can't say. I mean, it involved a lot of lube.
Oh, dear.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so good.
Jeff was telling me when Matt showed up that he walked by... The guy in the lobby of our studios that was on the couch, Napoleon Dynamite. And he was like, "I think somebody knocked on the door." And Matt was standing at attention at the door. And he'd been standing there for like 10 minutes.
The funnier part was the door was open. So it was just like the screen door he was standing.
Well, yeah. I had a plan. I was gonna,
like, just come on, man.
I wasn't quite sure if this was actually the house or not at first.
Okay.
But I had a plan.
This is studio.
Yeah. I was, sorry, studio. I was
very
either
large studio.
Be, I was either going to be an Avon salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Or a... other kind of
well, and then you'd say, "Oh, I got my samples in the car," and then you bail, right?
Oh, this is the wrong house.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of studios on this street.
Yeah.
How many houses could I go to and just walk in and be like, "Oh God, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong house."
Like
before you,
like
get
a
shot?
Pharmacist.
Before I get shot, but with the pharmacist voice.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh God, I thought this was the right house. Oh.
You just need to start telling people the studio is flying the pirate flag.
It is. Yeah. And I, no offense, Matt, you know I love you, but your lack of enthusiasm about the pirate flag is disappointing.
Well, I thought of a good joke regarding the pirate flag.
Do tell.
But then as I replayed it in my mind, I go, "No, that's kind of juvenile and stupid," so.
Dang it.
Did I tell the story about the pirate flag last time?
I don't think you
did. I think you did.
I've heard all of them.
About
I haven't
you
heard anything about it.
Putting it up?
Yeah, and the guy saying, "Oh, I made it."
I think you just told him. I don't think you talked
about
really? It on the podcast.
Oh, okay, so if you listen to the podcast and I said it, too bad. I'm going to say it again.
It's so good.
It's so good. I'm saying it twice. Yeah. So that flagpole, it doesn't have like rope and pulley system, like a real flagpole. It's basically a facade of a flagpole. You just lift it out of the ground and then you just bring it down.
It's like a telescopic kind of thing.
So basically it's one of those stripper poles that you can put in your bedroom.
No, it's not that strong at all. No. And so I put the flag on and then I lifted it back up and I put it in the hole and I like look at it and the wind's blowing so it's flying and I'm just like...
And magical.
Magical, right. And I go out to the street and I'm standing on the sidewalk looking up at it just thinking to myself, oh my God, all the glory of
taking
this.
Taking it in.
And while I'm thinking that I hear, ahoy matey! From down the street. And I'm just like, ahar!
Did you do the Captain Morgan thing where you're looking
at it? No, but then I went and struck up a conversation with the guy. And, well, I don't drink, so I don't immediately go to alcohol stuff anymore.
Oh. Well, neither do I.
Which I affiliate Captain Morgan with that.
You know, drum up the rum?
No. Anyway, it drummed up a conversation with a guy who's a...
contractor.
Yeah, and we need the studio needs recited, so.
Yeah. I was like, that'd be pretty cool to have a fellow pirate fan to.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give us a pirate discount.
I think he's going to need a lot of booty, though, to do it. He's going to ask for a lot of booty.
Damn it.
What kind of. Wait. Booty, how?
Like.
Booty, cash.
Gold doubloons.
Oh, yeah. Doubloons.
Okay. Doubloons.
Is that what it's called? Doubloon?
Doubloon.
I thought you were going to let somebody see your dark side.
Doubloon?
It's called Doubloop.
Doubloop?
Yep.
Okay. It's then we stick it into your rectum and then you blow up the Doubloon.
Doubloop?
You lost me.
Me too.
I don't even know.
So what's been going on?
I'm pretty sure it's safe to say we're all exhausted and slap happy tonight.
I know.
So you guys are in for a treat.
Well, Matt's not.
No, I slept today.
Whoa, nice, man.
Yeah. Well, I got home from work and I ate a healthy breakfast of, what did I have? I had a bologna sandwich and some medication.
So.
He ate a bologna sandwich. Yeah,
it was delicious, actually.
So, I just peeked at Matt's phone and, it's in military time, which would normally signify that he's psychotic, but he works in the security department, and they write everything down in military time. I think normally if I saw somebody in public and their phone was in military time, and they looked like a normal person, I'd be a little bit wary.
Really?
A little bit.
You're like serial killer?
Yeah.
Because they, like... When they do the Polaroid of you under the floorboard, it's in military time.
I only do that because it helps with my math skills.
Yeah? Got to subtract a few?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I just add... Or how do we do it?
Add...
Well, take away
12.
Add...
Yeah. Take away 12.
Add 12, take away 2. What?
I don't know. All I know is it's 7:21 right now.
Well, I work in another department, and... I have to write stuff in military time, too. So if it's like 6:08, I go 16, 17, 18:08.
Good job. You're so smart.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
We have to use military time at work, too.
I like to think of myself as I work in a unnamed department within a slightly federalized building that monitors and polices unnormal human beings.
Yeah.
I am.
You consider gamblers unnormal?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Actually, it was Tweaker Thursday yesterday, so it was pretty okay.
Most of our, like, regulars are freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Most of them?
But we have, there's some off people that come in. But
well, you deal with the best of them, and you deal with the worst of them.
I know. It's true. Considering the position, yeah.
I missed a shift. I get to deal with the Blue Hair Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved that when I was in your department.
Mm-hmm.
But working there as long as we have, everybody's like family, even the weirdos. You see them often enough that...
Yeah.
I know there's some cousins that I wouldn't want to hang out with at a family reunion.
Great segue to Uncle Camp.
Oh, yes, Uncle Camp.
So, Uncle Camp.
Uncle Camp.
If
Uncle
you have Camp. Been monitoring our Twitter... Matt has been all over it and really the only person interacting with J2K Podcast
super
besides
fan.
Our friend Burke DeBoer.
You get to be on it when you're a super fan.
And he's Duck Fan 17 for the Mighty Ducks hockey.
Yes.
He mentioned Uncle Camp. So back in the day, I don't know how it started. Do you know how it started?
It was a Thursday, I think it was.
Really? For real?
It was a Thursday.
Oh, okay. I thought...
No, I think what it was...
It's a bad joke about, like, children being molested is what it's about. Like,
yeah, but I don't
like
think
the creepy uncle.
Yeah, but I don't think.
And instead of going to like summer camp, you go to uncle camp.
Yeah, and we.
Oh,
what comedian was it that?
It's
said...
based off of a of Saturday Night Live's Buck Henry. Did he babysit his nieces, and then it was laundry day, and he had, and it was Gilda Radner and Lorraine Newman had him slide down the banister and then put your panties in the.
Oh my God! This sounds horrible.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
The best thing was Jeff.
It's molestation comedy.
What? Jeff.
How is that even funny?
Jeff. Well, we didn't take it that far. Okay. I think, but
well, we came up with a song.
Yeah. Jeff found a picture of an old dude, like a real creepy old dude.
Well, there
and
is.
And made a Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a
him.
Facebook page for Artemis Hobart Fontana. Yes. Who was like the.
That's a good name, though.
The head of Uncle Camp.
And then we had Uncle Dusty Knuckles.
I can't remember the email I used or anything. I made it all up and I can't access it, but he's still a Facebook page.
Yeah, and then
you
I
can
found,
wish him happy birthday every so often.
I found a picture of a old tattered bus, and I think I sent you a message and I said, look, it's the new bus for Uncle Camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
And every once in a while.
Uncle Camp, Uncle
there's
Camp.
There's a comedian.
Let's all go to Uncle Camp.
There's a comedian that talks about a camp for, he says his, he had an uncle that ran a camp for children who had been recently molested.
What?
And he said, he
like
loved
this
it.
This was legit real?
It, no, it's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
He said he loved it. Said he never worked a day in his life.
Yeah, ours was just just plain fun. It wasn't
the pay was shit, but the benefits.
Pull up your pants and tighten your buckles. It's time for a story from Uncle Dusty Knuckles.
Yes, the song.
Scared.
You know we're gonna get shit for that.
Yeah, I don't condone child molestation.
Neither do I. Sorry, parents. I haven't said that in a while.
None of us. Oh yeah, sorry, parents. Yeah.
I didn't know about Uncle Camp till today.
Well, one of the counselors was named Fisty the Clown.
We were horrible back then, but
Uncle
we're
Dusty
older,
Knuckles and Fisty the Clown.
Older. I'm glad that you've grown.
Yes, we're older Jeff. And wiser now.
I have grown a lot.
I know. Like
it's hard to like touch my toes.
What do you, usually when I come over here, I you guys have dinner.
Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner tonight? What was dinner?
Papa Murphy's, yo.
Ooh, I love some.
Had a cowboy pizza.
Some poppy.
Are those good?
I poppy Murphy.
I poppy.
You had the cowboy?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I have, except one little difference, no black olives, and I add artichoke hearts.
Ooh.
Makes all the difference.
You don't like black olives?
That's good.
It's amazing.
What are artichoke hearts?
Oh, they're so good.
Artichokes aren't supposed to have hearts.
Oh.
It's well, they don't anymore because we ate them.
The heart of an edible flower.
Yeah.
Here, this little fake artichoke. It's going to keep you company.
I know. I used to eat artichokes when I was a kid. But
that's funny. That's
yeah, because they're amazing.
We would take the leaves and boil them and then and then dip them in mayonnaise.
Well, yeah.
That
you,
sounds delicious.
You steam the artichoke and then you pull off the leaf and you dip it in mayonnaise and you eat the meat of the leaf.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
But I've grown out of that.
We had that in a long time. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's not like a shot. A normal childhood memory that you grow out of.
I grew out of it.
I grew out of my artichoke.
Like underoos and watching Saturday morning cartoons.
I never ate the heart, but I always see them in the grocery store.
I love Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
I do too. I was talking about that the other
day. I thought, do they still do Saturday morning cartoons?
They do every morning there's cartoons.
Well, there's cartoons, but they're not like the ones we knew.
Yeah, like I look forward to Saturday
morning. Exit stage left even.
Yeah, like making my cereal bowl going down, watch TV.
Uh-huh, Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Like your mom's aluminum mixing bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Oh, and then right there you have school of...
Conjunction, junction.
Yes.
What's that function?
I'm just a bill.
I'm just a bill. What is it? Something
Capitol Hill.
Only Capitol Hill. I was about to say
and
Blueberry
I'm
Hill.
Here on Capitol Hill.
No. Blueberry Hill was something from the last podcast.
I know.
Yeah. Wasn't that when you got a bruise on your wiener?
We were talking about Fats Domino.
Fats Domino.
Yeah, and when he got a bruise on...
No, Fats Domino got his name from the fat in urine.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
I know,
that, a lot of people know the fact that I just made up for the podcast.
Yeah, but if you listen to the podcast, I say a funny comment about, like, a bruise on something is actually, that's what a Blueberry Hill is.
Blueberry Hill. We gotta put that in the Urban Dictionary.
I made funny jokes and I can't remember.
Oh, speaking of Saturday morning cartoons, this other podcast I listened to, they were talking about there's some shows from the 80s that they're rebooting for, and like one of them is Punky Brewster.
Oh,
oh boy.
Okay.
She's gonna, as older Punky Brewster, but it's gonna be the same actress.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
see what kind of trouble she's into in her 40s?
It's... Yeah. It's called Punky Brewster.
Yeah, and then Saved by Punkier. The Bell. Saved by the Bell. They're gonna reboot where Zach Morris is the governor of California.
Oh my god! That's
okay.
Yeah.
What's that gonna be called?
Saved by Schwarzenegger. I don't know.
Savored.
Zach was just a huge jerk that ruined everything in every episode, I'm pretty sure.
Seriously, poor Kelly.
I know,
and then the rest of the crew would
have
to come and clean everything up.
If he would have just, you know, didn't lie to her.
I didn't watch that show.
He should have stuck with the other... Oh, wait, no, that's not... I barely watched that. That was kind of not my generation.
Then Screech went on to do porn.
Yeah.
Well, he had a giant Screech, right?
He did have a giant Screech.
I don't think
from what I've
a,
heard.
I don't think it was a Screech, though. I think it was more of a Gooch.
Oh.
Well, he had a giant Screech dong.
What is a Gooch? I'm pretty sure a Gooch isn't your
No,
the
Gooch is in between your nuts and your butthole.
It's your taint.
Or the opening of your vagina and your butthole.
No, I think it's the... I think it's... On a woman, it's called the taint.
No, it's called whatever you want to call it on everyone. Gooch, taint...
Call it no man's land.
Well, I'll say that of all the men I've ever dated, yours is the only Gooch I've actually examined.
Mine is, wow.
Artie?
Well, he was like, one night he's like, I have this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts down there.
These are the best
so
parts
like,
of relationships.
He like lays down on the bed all
Dang
like
hair?
Baby changing diaper style. And I'm like, I'm not an area I've ever thought I'd see of yours, babe. He's holding up his nuts.
I'm like, just look at it.
He's like, just look. I'm like, there's nothing there.
Was it weird and misshapen?
No, it was just looked like, I don't know, just flat.
I have an extra large.
It probably was all stretch marked, though.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. Actually.
I have an extra large taint.
Yeah?
Yep.
Have you measured it?
Yeah.
How is it extra
yeah.
large?
How did you measure it?
It's a, my doctor said it was a record taint.
Did you break out your iPad and...
My doctor saw it, freaked out, pulled out the measuring tape, 7-inch Gooch.
And brought in,
between,
are you like, are
people?
You being real? Like, is this...
Between testes and butthole.
Wow.
Can
oh,
I,
yeah.
I can never tell with you. Is this legit?
My butthole...
Get the tape, honey.
It's higher up than most people.
I'm gonna measure
I'm a lateral shitter.
I'll measure Jeff's and let you know how long
That's
it is.
That's why you lean up a little more.
Laterally. I have to lay down to poop. No, I've got a normal Gooch. I'm just being silly.
Okay.
I was
going to
say, is it possible? Well, I guess you could do it.
I wonder
in a
what the normal size
bed.
Is.
Yep.
I don't know.
My mom used to spank it when I was bad. Don't make me spank your Gooch again.
I'm back to Uncle Camp now.
Dang it. I know. And we always go in the toilet. We don't like.
That's not the toilet.
Well, we always go somewhere in a
That's the molestation station.
Oh, has he made a Wii character yet?
No, he has to make a me.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
yeah, that's...
really...
On the J2K podcast, we have a Wii in our studio, and everyone who is on the show has to make a me. Everyone who visited us visits us.
At the house, yeah.
At the studio.
In fact,
has
your
to
son
make
has
a me.
To make
there
a,
pandas on
a
there.
Me.
I don't think you could make yourself an animal.
I don't know. Well, I mean, you could probably make your person look kind of like an animal, but...
Well, I look like an animal.
You've got to
anyway.
Pick, like, a human character.
Is that your... Is a panda your spirit animal?
No, it's not.
What's your spirit?
Well,
so your spirit animal is...
It depends on what mood I'm in and what I ate that day.
Fair enough.
Because it depends on how bloated I am.
If I've eaten eucalyptus, then I'm a koala.
Do you have a spirit animal, Justin?
God,
I don't know.
I read about the koala bears.
Have you heard the noises they make?
Yes. They eat like what, 20 hours a day?
Oh,
they sleep, or no, they sleep for 20 hours a day and they eat for 4 hours.
That's because they are basically eating the nutritional equivalent of cardboard.
I know.
God, last time I was at a buffet for 4 hours, they kicked me out.
You've been here 4 hours.
Yeah. You go home now.
And it wasn't you. It was.
Why is it an Asian buffet?
It wasn't an Asian buffet. It was a Mexican buffet.
Ooh, Mexican buffet.
You can do that one better, man.
Fucking shit, man.
Burrito buffet.
Get out.
And then I went to a Vietnamese buffet.
This took a racist twist.
God, we're just all over the. We were from.
Well, there was a comedian that did that. I think it was like Louis Anderson way back in the day where he was talking about how he went to
No, it was John...
It was a fatter
John
comedian.
Panette.
John Panette.
Yeah. And he was at a Chinese buffet and he does that like shtick where
he walks in and the guy's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. You've been here 4 hours, you go home now.
That was another comedian that talked about having... or going into a store... Why you come in here? All you do is sit around, read magazine 4 hours. Do nothing. You go now. You bad man.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I like your hat.
Thanks, man.
I don't think I could pull it off, though.
You never know.
I don't. No. I think if you put it on, you would literally not be able to pull it off. It's really tight on me.
I know. I do got a big head, though.
Rest it upon your...
I might stretch it out. You didn't sweat in it, did you?
Nope.
Yeah, so you can't even fit on my head.
You wouldn't be able to pull one
off. Pip and all that, bro.
It's a flat cap for those of you listening.
All right, Governor.
Hello.
Hello. Pip, pip, and all that, bro.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Bring me some fitting pudding.
I'm not so good at accents. I wish I could. I've always tried to, like, learn how to do a good accent.
I had a lonely childhood.
Yeah. You do a great Stacy accent, don't you?
Stacy? No.
I used to sit in my room and play with my G.I. Joes and
I'm glad you said G.I. Joe.
I know, I didn't know where that was going for a second.
Use a British
accent. I used to sit in my room and play what?
In an Indian accent. That guy from Short Circuit, I used to talk like him all the time.
Oh, he was actually a white guy.
Yeah. Johnny Five!
Yep.
Johnny Five.
I don't know that.
Her pants are blazing for you.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen Short Circuit in forever. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I know, and then they made a sequel and it just killed it.
I know, it's horrible. Are you amazing?
Yeah, Johnny Five, Short Circuit's so good.
Yeah, and then they
my kids love that and Goonies and Flight of the Fucking Navigator is so good.
Oh, yes, I still watch that.
Oh, man.
Have they watched The Dark Crystal yet?
I have it.
Is that too scary?
Coworker let me borrow it. I think it might be too scary for my little one.
Is it on Netflix now? Yeah.
They have a remake on Netflix, a prequel.
Yeah.
It's new, but they still use puppeteering and stuff.
Yeah.
I get Netflix with my cable, and I have never watched it. I'm, like, addicted to Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix is great,
Netflix is way better than Amazon
Prime. I don't know. I've been binge-watching House.
Okay. Oh, really? I used to love that show.
Yeah, I'm on season 5,
Never watched an episode.
Really?
It's House. Really good.
Good show. You get to see more fake hearts.
I've watched a bunch of episodes of House Hunters. Is that,
oh my God, I totally got Jeff into House Hunters.
God damn it.
So I love this. I have loved this show since it's at season 4000 at this point. And I love, like, what do you think they're going to pick?
They're so bitchy about
the stuff.
Oh, and
they're so like,
what
does he say? He's like, he's like, I braid pubic hair for a living and my wife raises llamas. Yeah. Our budget is $2 million.
Exactly.
These people are moving
How
to...
How do you raise pubic hair?
No, she's
braid,
being silly.
Braid pubic hair.
She's just being silly. She's
that's a fake job.
I was going to say, do you have to go to school for that?
I have to gender select newts. And then I sex newts and my wife... collects crayons, and our budget is $1.7 million.
But then, like, so I'd start watching it at first when we started dating, be like, kind of indifferent. Two nights ago,
and
in
now
bed,
I'm like, wait a minute, babe. Look at these people.
I know. He's like, they're going to pick number one. I know it. I'm like, I've won! I think I just made a comment.
Best
too.
Of both worlds. Fixer Upper is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the house where they have to, like, choose between three of them, and then
one.
Okay, they have an international one of that.
Yeah.
And like they had, do you see the one where they went to like Tel Aviv or something? And there was a couple, and the guy was gonna move there because of his job.
There are like 4 million episodes of
and
these.
The lady, oh, so many. And the lady was telling about it and goes, well, this apartment has a bomb shelter.
Yeah, I think I have seen and that
the,
one.
And the wife goes, what? Why does it have a bomb shelter? And she goes, because every once in a while there's missile attacks.
In Tel Aviv.
Yes.
You're in Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Like, you should already know this.
Yeah. And I'm going,
since you're here.
That would be like the coolest place to live.
We didn't get return tickets. Oh, well, let's just stay.
You can hang out on the beach during the day and hang out in your bomb shelter at night.
And when not in use, it could be a craft room.
It could be.
It could be.
Yeah, this converts into let's a go second bedroom.
Sew and blow. Oh, that could be something totally different.
I don't know. The one we were watching the other night was two gay dudes. It was pretty awesome. And the guy was like, I don't know, probably mid-30s, and he needed an escape. What was it? He needed a secondary exit strategy because he was addicted to MacGyver as a child.
Because, girl, I am aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, and he's
and
like,
I know.
This has a good secondary
escape.
I need
to know which way I'm going at any time when I'm anywhere, like when if I have to get away. And his partner is like, I don't know who he's running from. But, like, he has to know this, so, like, we're just going to go with it.
He's rappel down from the back from the balcony. Get your grappling hooks.
Yeah. It's like, I got a rope ladder in my backpack.
He's got a rope ladder, a toothpick, and a staple gun.
And a penny. All I need some wires. I'm going to weld this shit out to the side of the house.
What'd you say? I'm tying sheets to the side of the house.
No. I said I weld this to the side.
Oh,
of the
I welded.
Gonna rappel down from the balcony into my bomb shelter.
Went from North Carolina to Tel Aviv.
That actually looks like a really cool place, though.
There are probably more bomb shelters in North Carolina with all those fucking doomsday preppers.
Probably.
Oh man.
Yeah. Sure, some converted. Trailers or whatever.
Is that where they make all the moonshine? And
what are they called? Connexes. Converted Connexes.
You ever watch those shows? It's
like West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia.
The moonshine shows?
Yeah, I love
them. There's a guy on one of the shows, Kentucky, and his name is Tickle.
Yeah. Tickle?
And Tickle gonna go down there in the woods and see how Johnny Boy's doing out that there still.
Don't get tickled.
What do you think, Tickle?
I don't know.
I love that voice.
You're really good at that voice. It's kind of creepy.
I know. Mashed potatoes and mustard.
Pretty, pretty mouth.
I hate that so much when you say that.
Y'all not talk that way to that boy. Don't touch the boy.
He said that, so we're like in the middle of nowhere, lost on our road trip. And I'm like, it was like, ding, 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 kind of area. And he turns to me and goes, you got a pretty mouth. I was like, you don't ever get to say that again.
So I've said it like 10 times.
What's the name of that movie? Deliverance? Deliverance.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say The Departed. That's a totally different movie.
What is it?
Departed.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
Hated that
totally
movie.
Different movie. Really?
Yes. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Don't even. I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
I liked him.
See,
you don't like him?
No.
Are you kicking him out of the studio right now?
I don't know. I'm a little upset,
No, I will take this, though. I did like him in Growing Pains.
That was when he was like, I don't know, 10 or whatever. Yeah.
What about Eating Gilbert Grape?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape when he actually has a few Growing Pains?
And his chromosomes.
I got some developmental.
That would be disturbing.
Somebody told me yesterday that I needed 24 in me.
24 what?
What, 23 in me? The DNA.
Oh, like you needed the to DNA get 24? Test. That's so rude.
They were
you
like,
need the one with the extra chromosome.
Your ass probably needs 24 in me.
That is so horrible.
That is what she said.
I was overanalyzing a commercial the other day. You know that one with the box that you take the colon test and then send it off?
Oh, like that.
Where you send your stool off?
Yeah. And I'm thinking,
I was sending places my stool before that test came out.
I've been doing that for years.
I was thinking, if I had to do that, I would probably miss the cup many times. Because, and like, what if you were having a bad bowel movement day? Where it just came out sort of like confetti.
A BBM, a bad bowel movement.
Yeah.
You mean like rabbit pellets? Or no, like a soda fountain that's out of...
Like a confetti popper.
Syrup.
Or surprise!
Like lettuce out of a bad salad shooter. It's broken, so it like spits it out.
And like, there's like when the pop runs out in the soda machine.
Yeah. It's like too much air in the line.
I just want to be comfortable with bailing my poop.
Gudrun's over there.
Oh, Pepsi's out.
So I overanalyzed that commercial way too much.
My head hurts. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, look at me walking around up there.
Yeah. Every once in a while you go like this.
We're watching...
And smoke comes out.
We're watching the Wheeze on... Or the Mies on the Wheeze.
The Mies on the Wheeze. There's Bob Ross. Where's your brother?
So, have you guys seen any, good concerts lately? Been any good shows?
No, we got tickets on the fridge here in the studio for Built to Spill October.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so good. What day is it?
It's on a Tuesday. Okay. But I mean, they are doing the album Keep It Like a Secret. They're playing the album all the way
front
through.
Back.
Yeah.
Beginning
and end. So they announced, I think, 4 dates in Portland at the Doug Fir. You couldn't even click on it.
Oh,
it was sold out.
Out so fast. Was, yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm not going. And you look, and it's like $800 for a ticket.
Yeah.
And who is this?
Built to Spill. Amazing. Mm. I'll send you some links.
I've been branching out in my music choices lately.
It's well, I want you and her to talk about something later. So then they announce another show. Sold out. And another sold out, and another sold out. Fuck! And then like 3 weeks later, they announced one at a different venue, and I managed to get 2 tickets to it on, you know, like they're doing 8 or 9 shows in Portland.
Holy shit!
Yeah. So I lucked out, and they're so good. I mean, Doug Marsh is just amazing.
I'm going to see smell? Mark. Oh, I smell the inside brim of my cap, because it kind of smells like me.
Oh, I thought
well, and every once in a while, I'll take my hat
it's like
off,
a status.
And I'll give it a little sniff. And
I gave it some of my essence as well.
I like it.
Yeah.
Adding to the flavor.
Yeah.
I'm so going to see
let
Mark.
It marinate.
Mark Rabe. It's spelled.
Oh, the guy that does the.
Yeah.
He did all that stuff.
He's got. It's just him and a keyboard and a drum machine, and he makes funny songs. Mark Rebillet is how it's spelled. And then I'm going to see. Oh, I just saw Social Distortion
and Dropkick Murphys. Oh, Flogging Molly.
Flogging Molly. And Devil Makes 3. And then I'm going to another concert the 18th. It's a surprise concert for my birthday. So, birthday's coming up. Send gifts.
But you don't know where you're being taken.
It's a surprise concert? I don't know. Concert? It's a surprise concert on the 18th.
I went to a concert 2 years ago.
Yeah? What was it?
Walk Off the Earth.
Okay. It sounds like a reggae band.
Is it a band?
Just if I had to guess, Walk Off the Earth would be a reggae
well,
band.
Well, a reggae band opened for them. But,
man, I'm close.
Ding, ding, ding.
But they sing like, they do their own music, but then they do like covers of songs. But instead of like regular instruments, they'll use like...
buckets?
No, they did an Adele song, but they used those one...
Farm animals?
No, they used the surfboard and those things that you spin around and they make the noise.
Oh, like the Happy New Year thing?
Yeah.
Is it like pentatonics?
No.
Without voices?
No, they sing. You can look them up on YouTube.
I love that you know who Pentatonix is, though.
Oh, Pentatonix is great.
You like Pentatonix, but you don't like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Hold on a second before you guys get in a fight. So, you like Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
Yes.
The movie Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cute.
And is there a dance movie you like?
What? I like all the Step Up movies.
Step It Up?
Of course. Yeah, all right.
That's
you're getting back in my
connection. Like, just leave Leonardo DiCaprio out of this.
Okay. No more DiCaprio. I mean, DiCaprio.
I don't know. I just love Titanic so much ever since then. It's like anything he did was nowhere else.
There was room on that door.
I know. He could have lived Jack.
There was room on that door.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet.
There was room on that door.
Yeah, they, what's the people that do the experiments on trying to prove stuff?
Debunked or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, the Mythbusters?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was room. Floatable.
I don't believe you.
But...
Okay.
Well, you're ruining the movie.
Would there have been...
Have you never seen it?
Would Rose there have was been a replacement, though, if Leonardo...
The ship
the
goes
board?
Down.
God damn, ruin the movie for everybody. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Titanic song. Shit.
I totally blame
that. I remember that, I was in California on my honeymoon, I think, when that movie was out. And we went to... There's a theater down there in Ontario, California, and it has 52 auditoriums in this
Holy
theater.
Smoke. Holy jeez.
Cow, that is huge.
And that movie was playing in all but like 10. And every single show, there were shows like every half an hour, and they were all sold out.
That is crazy.
I know.
Wow.
Nice movie theater.
I wonder if everybody can hear like the background music from upstairs, because it's kind of dramatic.
I know.
Was like, he watching?
It had 52 theaters.
It's like,
it's a big mall, though.
And everyone was sold out.
It's a big mall. A huge mall.
That's what she said.
One of those malls where it takes you like half a day to walk around.
That's nuts. That's a lot of theaters.
Yeah.
I wonder how many like concession stands they have for a theater that size.
I wonder how many movies I could go just... theater to theater without paying
like
for it.
2 weeks later, you're like, man, out.
You're just living off popcorn I found on the floor.
I wonder how much they make a day on concessions.
Oh, yeah.
52 theaters.
That's crazy. That's
10
crazy.
Bucks for popcorn and $5 for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. But I don't $4.50
for a candy.
Have we talked about this before on the podcast?
What?
Like, if you pay... Do you buy the concessions or do you smuggle stuff in?
Occasionally,
I wait till Tuesday when popcorn is half off.
Oh.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Neither did I.
And I always bring, if I'm eating something in there, I usually will pocket it in.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, and I'm sorry in advance, the person I'm with buys the popcorn.
No.
Yeah, if you go on Tuesdays.
I'll go without.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go on Tuesdays and you buy a large popcorn, they're like $9.
Yeah.
It's only like $4.50. Yeah. And you get a free refill on it, too.
I don't usually buy popcorn, but we went to go see, what was that movie with Brad Pitt? And
oh, my God. That's what started this whole fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Look at you guys are talking.
Yeah. The movie was so long, I had to go get popcorn. I was starving.
Yeah. Thank you, Justin. Like... I have the TV on, and the Me Parade is on, and Justin's character, and I think my daughter's character are talking to each other.
Do you see Mike down there?
There is no better feeling than sneaking a bag of shitty McDonald's food into a theater.
Oh, I've done that before.
We did that.
I did Bob's Burgers.
Fuck, everybody's giving you dirty looks while you're unwrapping a delicious burger.
When I was a kid...
extra pickles and ketchup.
When I was a kid in California... We used to go right next to the theater that we'd go to. There was a burrito place. And they'd have burritos that were like foot long.
Uh-huh.
Just
Matt's holding his hand up. It's the size of a snare drum.
Yeah.
Where did you sneak it in?
And
right down the front of my pants.
No. My
Let
mom
me get
would,
this burrito out really quick.
My mom would... She'd get like two or three of them and put them in her purse and we'd walk right through the thing.
Like, no, Mom, I got this one. I'll sneak this
the
one.
The ticket taker would be like... You were across the street, weren't you? You go, yep. You just went right on in.
Yeah.
Back then.
And then he looked down at front of your pants, and he saw a giant looking...
He worked for a place that was like, what's minimum wage? Yeah, we're not giving them a penny over that. He didn't give a shit if you were bringing burritos in there.
Hey, can you spare some of those sweet tarts?
Please let me have a bite. I can't afford food with this wage.
Back then, you
could
get...
Oh, my God.
Back then, you can get a soda for like $1 and popcorn for $1.50.
Those commercials, I don't know if they're still playing at Regal. Like, they're hiring, and they're like, work at Regal. Get started in the movie business. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so pathetic.
In the like, bottom of the barrel.
Started at Regal, soon going to be a director.
Yeah,
my son, he was
now
all excited.
Now I'm a grip.
Yeah, my son was all excited because he got a job at a movie theater in California. He's like, yeah, they said I was going to be a ticket taker and a concession stand worker. So I called him like a week after he started, and I go, what are you doing? I go, are you on concessions? He goes, no, I'm mopping floors.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a lot of popcorn. Oh, God.
It is picking up used condoms.
It is a career in the movie industry, yeah. At the colon of the movie industry,
yes. Yeah.
Where the movies get pooped out.
Yeah. The poop shoot of the movie business.
I was like, I heard that ad. I was like, oh my gosh, my that's goodness. So funny.
It's ridiculous. I'm notorious for yelling one clever thing out during movies. Like, I think of a bunch of stuff, and I don't say it. I'm like, bite my tongue. But if it's too good, I'll just blurt it. Bleh! Just like blurt stuff out.
Oh, me
out.
Too. I love
like
doing
out
that.
Into the theater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, give us an example.
Okay, so in Christian Bale Batman with Tom Hardy as Bane.
Yeah.
He was like, you merely adapted to the dark. I was born in it. Like, gave that whole speech, and I did...
I was born in the dark.
Yeah, as soon as that speech, that was perfect. As soon as that speech got done, that dude sounds exactly like Goldmember from Austin Powers. And this is opening day. As soon as that speech gets done, it's quiet and you can hear water falling. And I went, I love gold. Fucking entire theater busted up laughing.
Oh,
it was perfect.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's good.
I did that in Final Destination 5 one time when the big, huge plate of glass falls down and squishes that person. Everybody's all, and then there's a big silence, and I'm all, I look at who I was with, and I go, I feel like pudding.
Exactly. One thing that's going to make everyone around you laugh, like, if I can get a good one in, that's my...
I actually was asked to leave from a movie.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember what you said?
Well, it was that movie, I think it's called Mama.
It recent?
No, it was like 4 or 5 years ago. It was where those little kids were found after their dad died in the car. Their mom killed themselves. And anyway, the aunt came and took them. But they were living in this cabin for so long that they were being protected by a ghost.
Okay.
And anyway, then the
not familiar with this, but I like it.
I don't know this one.
The ghost would come in to where they were living, and the little girl would play with her all the time. Well, anyway, there was like a bunch of jump scares and stuff, and I was laughing. I found it extremely funny, and some of the dialogue was just utterly stupid. So I was laughing so hard at some scenes, and there were some females behind us.
And they didn't like that?
They did not like that whatsoever. So, like, probably 45 minutes into the movie, I get this tap on my shoulder. And it's one of the employees, and he drags me out of the hallway, and he goes, I'm getting complaints about you and your behavior. So
you're being that guy that you have to kick out of the casino.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to ask you not to re-enter the movie theater.
What?
Oh my God. Yeah.
You're like, where's my money?
I go, well, I need a refund then.
Yeah.
And
did they give you a refund?
Did they oblige?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good.
But.
Man, I don't think I've been kicked off the go-karts when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah, I'd be like, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I was like, you know, I'm one of those people that I've got to, like, win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very
competitive. And I turned, like, the go-karts into, like, Indy 500, and I was like, smashing carts.
Are you really competitive?
Oh, do you not know that about me?
I did not know that.
I'm very competitive.
Really?
Well, when I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast. So I've always been very competitive. And even when I was a little kid, like, I would cry when I would lose, like, board games. So when I was in, like, 5th or 6th grade, I had to do, like, special ed class where they took me out of normal classrooms and I played games with, like, therapists and stuff to learn how, like, the therapist would beat me out. So I could learn how to lose gracefully, but I've never, like, done that.
And she didn't learn from it.
I didn't learn from it. I'm still very competitive. I have to win. So one day...
She just doesn't cry anymore.
When I was, like, I don't know, 14 or 15, I was go-karting with my boyfriend at the time, and I was smashing him, trying to pass him and stuff, and I got the yellow flag, like, the caution flag, and then they did the red flag, and the guy pull over, and... He's like,
oh, no.
I hate to say this, but you're the first girl I'm ever going to have to kick off the go-karts.
Oh, my God.
I consider that a success.
That's like, I was listening to a Dane Cook concert, and he was talking about losing at board games. And he's all, fuck this, Grandma. Where'd you get the pink 50s, you stupid bitch?
Cheating Grandma.
Yeah.
Monopoly?
I don't particularly like cheating, but I just have to win. Although when I was little, I used to play Monopoly with my brother all the time.
And I heard about it.
Banker, and I would always pocket the extra 500s and stuff.
Yeah, she cheated.
I mean, I totally cheated that game.
She lied to win.
I like to win. He's also like, okay, you gotta like pay attention to what's going on, man.
I'm not too competitive with stuff. I think I get really competitive with when I'm playing a single player puzzle game. There was a game called Geometry Wars, and I would trash talk people, but like I would try and beat myself like all the time.
You're trying to beat yourself?
Beat myself. I would try and beat myself.
Just check it.
That's okay, Justin. That's dirty, Christine.
I did that when I was training for the triathlon with time.
Yeah.
Like, especially when I was riding my bike, because I had an app that would tell me every mile how fast I went and how much faster it was than the one before. And like I'd ride from Willamina to McMinnville, which was 19 miles one way. And like I would just keep beating the mile until I got like 10 or 12 miles in. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
God, I don't even like to drive that far.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious now I don't do that, but...
You look good, though.
I'm down to ride bikes. Yeah. DTRB. We should ride bikes sometime.
Down to ride bikes.
Is that like DTF?
It is. Except it's DTRB.
DTRB, yo.
Down to return to base.
Down to ride bikes.
We're competitive, though, when we do mini golf and golf.
Oh, yeah. I'm the world champ at mini golf, except for in Seaside.
Yeah.
That's her home course. She smokes my ass every time, the two times we played.
There's a mini golf place right by my house.
We need to go.
We should eat mini golf.
At the little roadhouse?
Yeah, the roadhouse.
Oh, yeah, we played there.
Is that place still open?
We tied.
Yeah, it is.
Last time we played, we tied.
That place is... you can't park there.
Oh, like, yeah. It's impossible.
At 5 p.m. every day, you cannot find parking.
I usually park on the side of the street or whatever.
It's busy all the time.
The course needed work last time I was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they hadn't, like, swept it either, so there was a lot of, like, hazards.
I remember that. Now's not the right time.
Like, I remember when that place first opened, it used to be a pizza place.
Yeah.
Called Mimi's.
Mimi's.
That's how people say memes sometimes.
Yeah. It is how people say memes.
So, what was the name of the place we went in Florence that had the Doom Buggies?
Something Adventures.
That place had the coolest miniature golf course.
No, I will tell you, the coolest miniature golf place
ever. It was the best.
No, listen to this.
Wait, have you gone to the one in Washington? Because there's one in Washington.
This one is in Upland, California, and it's at a Bullwinkle's. They have two outdoor courses and two indoor courses.
Ooh. Oh.
This was when I was a kid. I don't know what they are like now.
18 apiece?
Yes. But one of the indoor courses was all Western themed.
Ooh, I like it.
And there was one hole where if you got a hole in one, this thing would pop out of the ground like a bandito. And he would talk to you.
Cool.
And then, what did he say?
I can't remember.
Oh, come on. Make something up. Jesus Christ, Matt. You just had an opportunity. Hey, senor.
Nice shot.
You go,
that's a nice bulge in your pants.
You filthy varmint. Something like that, you know. And then
that's more like Yosemite Sam, but okay.
Two or three holes later, there was like six holes you had to get it into to get on the green.
That's what she said.
Oh my God.
And one hole, each hole got slightly bigger.
Exactly.
Go on.
I'm trying to make this as dirty as possible. But if you got it in the right hole,
go on.
Because there was one hole that if you got it in there,
it really small?
It spit the ball back out.
Oh, dang it.
That's the best show
ever. Rejected.
There's got to be a name for that.
Yeah.
In Mexico, they do those shows.
It was called the squirting hole, I think, or something.
Yes,
like
it was.
Stuff came out afterwards.
And I'd just like to follow up that story with this. Hole, 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 hole.
Yes. Anyway, that was the funnest course I ever played.
Sounds like it.
It was. Waterfall.
Yeah.
They had a waterfall.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love mini golf.
And then the other indoor course was fairy tale themed.
Ooh.
So you had to, one hole, you had to hit it through Humpty Dumpty's mouth.
Sweet.
You had to get to play more mini golf.
I know.
I know. Like, I'm so aroused right now.
You have to get the ball in Humpty's mouth.
Yeah.
Because not only is the act sexual, the name as well.
Well, Humpty loves balls in his mouth.
He does. And shafts, too, because if you throw the...
Oh, my God.
If you get mad and throw your club.
Yeah. All the king's horses. All the king's horses and all the king's men. You know what I'm talking about.
And when we mean horses, I mean, you know what we're talking about. I'm holding out my hands like $5 foot long.
So, speaking of... those are ponies. They're tiny horses.
Hey, so I'm going to change the subject. I know you were going to...
Wait. He was just about to say something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious how your... I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. Your weekend was... The birthday weekend. We talked about that on the podcast.
It was good. It was good.
Concert.
Went to a concert.
Yeah.
Went to the ocean.
Yeah.
We ate at this amazing breakfast place called Word of Mouth.
Oh, love that place.
Yeah, that place is good.
In Salem?
It was an hour and 45-minute wait.
It's impossible to get in. You got to go there at like the most random hour.
Well, this is what I do. It's an hour and 45 minutes. I set an hour timer on my phone, and we just like... drive around or go to Target or and then they shoot you a text message and they're like, you need to be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've eaten there twice, but both times it was like forever to get in.
Oh man, it was so good. And then we went to Pacific City, drank at that little, there's a little dive bar before you get to the beach. I can't remember what the dive bar is called, but it's amazing. And then hung out on the beach all day.
Cool.
I love that whole setup where you go. We went to that place in Bend, the pasta joint, and they take your number then they text you like, "Hey, you're up in a few minutes." Like, I love that whole idea.
But you know that show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? They actually contacted Word of Mouth to be on the show,
and they refused.
But they refused because they says, we don't have enough room because
we don't got time for your
most of the business
flame shirt ass
Guy Fieri. Yeah.
I like Guy Fieri.
Wait.
Most of the shows on there,
shush,
their business triples after it airs.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to deal with that.
Shush.
So rude.
I will shush her.
They would.
So here's the deal.
Business would be horrible for them.
Hey.
Yes.
Push it.
Oh my God.
So she has turned.
Slap him.
She. Turn me on to the show Beat Bobby Flay. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. Love that show.
I used to watch it religiously.
So then there's another show called Guy's Supermarket Games.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Grocery Games.
Grocery Games.
Yeah.
The Triple G.
Yes.
And then he has the show, the Triple D, that you just talked about that she hates.
Really?
She hates that show, but she loves Guy's Grocery Games.
I find him irritating on that show.
I don't like any of them anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even like Beat Bobby Flay anymore.
What?
Yeah, I got tired of it.
I love that show.
I like his new show.
His daughter?
Yes.
He asked me last night if that was his girlfriend.
Well, yeah. I mean, and then they're walking around, and this is a guy and his daughter. Like, they grew up together. I mean, she
from
grew up.
From his first wife.
Whatever.
His
but she's
wife.
Like... He's like, where are you taking me now? Like, they're in the town they fucking live in.
No,
we're going to this ice cream joint, and he's acting like he's never been there before.
Oh, I like this place.
She lives in
LA. I'm like, this is the greatest place that we used to come when you were a kid that I'm pretending I don't know about now.
Yeah,
and I'm probably wrong, but
she lives
in
LA most of the time because she works for CBS.
I like to say that.
Okay.
But
only the first time they'd ever been out.
You know, like, about it in a stalkery kind of way. Like...
Well,
I just know her middle name and like
she's 23. She graduated from USC.
What's her middle name?
Huh?
What's her middle name?
I don't know. I Googled her because
Catherine.
I wanted to know.
Does
she have nude photos?
No.
Guys, I'm dead serious, 100% serious. The wallpaper on my computer at work is what's his name from Diners.
Guy Fieri?
It's Guy Fieri. He's taking me to Flavortown every day when I come to work. He's fucking like dyed yellow goatee.
Do you like him?
Huh?
Do you like him?
Or? Yeah, I like him. Okay.
Are you kidding? And I think it's silly. It's just guy.
He cracks me up sometimes though. When he go, he did one at a pizza place, and it was a huge pizza. And he goes, "Oh, this is the manhole cover in Flavor Town." And I'm all, "That's funny. You can't say that anymore."
You can't?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
There's some, well, you can, but there's some towns.
Are you saying? Are you trying to tell me that hashtag Me Too has taken away calling a manhole cover a manhole cover?
Okay.
There's some cities. I think
there somebody somewhere was like, you can't do that, mm-hmm. and a right wing, like news organization, took that and ran with it, and they're like, this is how far it's gone.
Actually, no, I need to take that back. Not hashtag Me Too, because that's like a thing that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
San Francisco, you cannot say the word manhole.
Yes, you can.
And then they also...
if you're a gay dude?
They also have banned natural gas in new home construction.
I don't know if that's true.
What?
Yeah.
What, like you can't power your house with gas?
You have to do
both
all
of these
electric.
Sound like conspiracy theories.
They were all news stories in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. These I've literally like, just converted the house from electric
sound like
to 4chan gas.
Conspiracies.
What do you think about manhole cover?
I don't have a thought one way or the other on manhole
cover. I love manholes.
I love manhole cover.
I feel like they're good for safety because I certainly don't want to walk down the street and then fall into a hole.
I am the proud owner of quite a few manholes.
But if they said street hole cover or utility
street
covering.
Oh, like they
want to
change the name.
I would
like,
know what
yeah.
it meant.
I think it's called...
because it's sex oriented.
I think it's called... street sewer access or something
that's
like
so
that.
It's so irritating to
I'm
me.
Okay
like
with
things
that.
That...
I was born in a manhole cover.
I'm still like, our society is so overly sensitive these days. It drives me
I actually
crazy.
Posted that on Instagram yeah. one time. Or maybe it was Twitter. And it says, if the 10-year-old version of ourselves saw what's happening now, they would come back and kick our asses.
You know, I think, I want to say, I don't know if we're too sensitive or not. I think we are getting in tune to things that genuinely upset and hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
And if you want to upset and hurt people's feelings on purpose, that makes you an asshole.
But manhole cover that has been called manhole cover since the beginning of time is not trying to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah, people also used to make fun of gays since the beginning of time, and that's kind of starting to change for the better.
Well, the poor manhole cover didn't do anything to anyone.
Just to give you an example, yeah. you know, and... I also think that there are certain groups that like to say that we are too sensitive, very loud and proud, to call people on the left pussies.
Yeah.
So, not to get too political. Whoa, we got political for a second.
We don't ever do that around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we should change that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that
very vocal.
there's a God, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a common sense sort of sensitivity that needs to go into everything.
Yeah, that's
like
what
if
I'm
you
trying
are
to say.
If
like,
you're making like a skit,
feelings,
yeah.
If you're making a skit about something, yeah. you're making poking fun at something, then that's poking fun. If you're outright being a dick, like you said,
yeah.
and you're just saying stuff to stir a pot or to offend a person or a group, then you're an asshole. And so, like, the meaning of the word common sense. Needs to be in play with sensitivity, humor. I mean, not humor so much. I think humor is way wide open. Like, I'm a huge fan of Bobby Lee, and he doesn't give no fucks.
One of the cast members from Saturday Night Live just got...
Bobby Gilman, I think his name is.
Yeah, and I listened to that, and he didn't really even say anything.
What happened? I don't know.
His buddy made fun of Asians.
Okay, and what he got?
And he was along with it and didn't like say, "Hey, man, you can't
do
that."
Podcast. Well, he did go. He did say some pretty insensitive stuff about Asian people, and was what we just did earlier, saying stuff in an Asian
yeah.
accent.
We said stuff. In
I think
Asian
he
accent.
Was saying like "ching chong, bing bong" kind of stuff, and being just like.
Well, there's a restaurant called Ping Pang Pong. If I talked about that, I'm not
being...
No, but he was doing it to make fun of
Is that what it was
Asian
called?
People.
It was something like that.
He wasn't talking about a restaurant called that.
It was called Ping Pang Pong. Like, I couldn't believe it.
But he wasn't specifically talking about that.
No, he was describing, like, in a derogatory way, Asian people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's famous and lost his job.
Yeah.
They let him go.
Yeah.
You know his comment, though? Like, at the end, he said, "It's okay. I was always a Mad TV kind of guy anyway."
Did he actually say that?
Hey, everybody. We had a technical difficulty and lost some audio. So we're going to play the game we like to play at the end of our podcast called What Did We Learn? So what I learned is that my semi-conscious streams of thought, like, eliminate and emancipate the sandwich layer that's what is Subway's undercarriage. That's what I learned. Matt, how about you?
I learned that I cannot control a Wii controller.
Matt's making his me.
And
his him.
Justin or Christine, who wants to go next?
I learned that I shouldn't chomp ice because the last podcast I could hear myself and it did not sound good. It annoyed myself.
Oh, yeah. And we learned that Christine kicks the table that the phone is on because the phone is recording this. And so the thumps we learned from last week and some from today are her.
Yeah, but again, some still might be farts. Just clarifying that.
Is that what you learned?
Well, when you lift your leg up in mid-podcast and
yeah, why would you do that, Christine?
Half a cheek off the couch. I know it's fart time.
Why would you do that, Christine?
I'm sticking with my original. What did I learn is that Justin's gooch is not extra long. It's normal size.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think you said it probably
And I'm
going
to, like, later we'll report what Jeff's gooch size is, since I've already seen it. We're going to measure
We're going to measure it tonight. Let's for sure. And
huge prostate.
Well, that's inside. And we're going to measure the outside, not the inside.
Yeah, I'm not going in.
The gooch is from the sack to the butthole.
It's the skin that goes over my...
From the back of the sack to the butthole.
Wait. Never mind.
All right. Wait, what?
He can't figure out if he wants a mustache.
Okay, so remember, everybody, we are on Twitter, at J2K Podcast. Also, send some love to our friend Matt. He is at DuckFan17. Yes. We are on the Face Holes and Insta Queef areas from Queets, Washington, as J2K Podcast. We are also at J2KPodcast@gmail.com. You can email us more than just the one person that has. Justin likes to say we've been contacted so many times, but not really have.
I only have Twitter, though. I don't have Facebook, because I think Facebook is a fascist regime that needs to be eradicated.
Well, Jesus, Matt, I only mentioned your Twitter, so...
Okay,
we're good.
Good God, man. I thought we weren't getting political.
I know.
What the hell?
No offense, Mark.
So remember, everybody, you like podcast, we like podcast at J2K. Oh my God, why do we have to do this every time?
Okay, what do you-